This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
NBA Warriors, you are now tuned into Golden Spaces with Matt and Justin.
Let's talk about the East for a second. We don't even need no play-in game between the Bulls and the Hawks. Like, they should just not, that should not even be a game.
Yeah, like, honestly. It's like, you look at the play-in as a whole and you're like, man. On one end, it's like, well, the Lakers and the Warriors have a chance, or like the Warriors have a chance to get in. So like, we love to play in over on the West side because we got all these teams that's pushing 50 wins, and whoever can get in, get in. On the East, is like, man, do we even need a play in? The 9 and 10 are just like, can
I
just
go? I am not watching that game. That game is nasty.
Yeah,
and I'm so mad if the Heat or the Sixers let one of those two teams in.
Right. Like, please, please.
It's just interesting, like, though, because, you know, it's just very interesting because I think the Sixers are probably going to win. So you're going to, it's going to suck because you're going to get Sixers Knicks like in the first round.
Right.
And this is the path to the Bucks escaping getting beaten in the first round, and I don't like that, except that Indy has given them problems all season
with Giannis, and if Giannis ain't playing, or if he's playing hurt, we saw what happened to them last year. The Heat just went on a crazy run, but like, Giannis wasn't 100%. He missed a few games or whatever. I got beat first round
in Philly. I'm going to take the Sixers over the Heat. So that would mean the Heat end up playing the Celtics in the first round. And the Celtics must just be so tired of this. I think they're going to win it. But I just think, like, if there's anything to fuck with your head, it's definitely getting the Heat round one.
Yeah.
Like, that shouldn't be a close series, but it's just going to be close.
You never know with them, with this matchup. You really never know.
I know, like, I don't know what it is, man.
Jimmy's going to drink the Space Jam secret stuff for the playoffs again. And he's going to turn into Kawhi Leonard and Michael Jordan put together again. So, yeah, that's going to be interesting to see how it goes this time. By all information we got this season, the Celtics should sweep them. But, like, we just know they just won't. Like, it's the Heat.
I mean, if we get a Sixers-Celtics Eastern Conference Finals, I would like that. Because, I mean, I do think they are technically, I mean, I do think they're the best two teams. Like, I know the Knicks would, like, want to have something to say about that, but debatably.
Yeah.
But I just, one team has Joel Embiid, and, like,
exactly.
I don't think the best player is better than Jason Tatum or Joel Embiid.
Right. We want to see the heavy hitters, like, at the end. We don't want to see the cool stories and stuff like that. Like, the Knicks, I mean, maybe if the Knicks had Randall, like, they had their full team. So, okay, let's see what they can do. But they don't. So, let's see Embiid, please. Like, Embiid and Tatum. We might get them in the first round. If the Heat beat them and then they play whoever is from that 9-10, we might get Philly and Boston in the first round.
Oh, yes, if Philly loses. But I definitely don't want that. So I don't want that because I want Philly and Boston later. I want, like, a real Eastern Conference Finals.
I know. But yeah, if that happens, then probably most likely it's...
Because the 4 and the 5 are Cleveland and Orlando. mm-hmm. which I feel like is a pick'em series.
Yeah. Just looking at it, I would probably pick Orlando.
Really?
Yeah. I think their defense is going to just completely lock the Cavs down. Cavs are probably a little bit too small on the perimeter and a little bit too soft on the interior. Even though they have size, they're a little soft. So I think Orlando would just probably beat them, but I could be wrong.
So you have that. And then I really want the Pacers to upset the Bucks.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I need.
It's possible. Like you said, if Giannis ain't playing, Hallie and Siakam and Miles Turner and that offense can definitely beat them. Dame is looking very, well, you know, at the end of his career. Not at the end of his career, at the end of his prime right now. So they can be beat. They can be beat with Giannis. So we've seen a record with Doc Rivers.
For sure.
So that's going to be an interesting period for sure. And they were already giving him issues before all this stuff happened.
Yeah, because that would be who the Celtics, in theory, would see in the second round, right? It would be someone.
That would be Orlando, Cleveland.
Oh, yeah. They would have like a real, yeah, that would be easy. It would be the Sixers seeing the Pacers.
Yeah, if they beat the Knicks.
Yeah.
In the first round, yeah, they would probably see the
Pacers. Yeah, I need it to be. I think everyone wants that. I think Heat Celtics first round, because I mean, there's just not that many matchups here that I'm interested in. Like,
yeah, the East is a joke.
Excuse me. Like Celtics Heat is just interesting because of all the back stuff, but this version of the Heat isn't that great. But who knows? They weren't that great last year either, and then they started doing silliness in the postseason. So, mm-hmm. And then yeah, like. I'm not interested in the Bucks team. This Bucks team is fraudulent. So, like, the Sixers are really the only other team that I'm interested in. Because I actually thought, like, when Joel was there and with Embiid, like, people kept saying, like, they don't have enough. And I'm like, I don't know. I feel like this Sixers team is really good with Tyrese Maxey. Obviously, he's so young. Yeah. But, I think he's really good. So, you know, I know Tobias has not been very reliable, but they're better than decent. So I don't expect them to beat the Celtics if they do end up in the Eastern Conference Finals. And the Celtics have seemed to have the Sixers number for a while, but I think that would be a good series.
Yeah, I do too. I mean, they got Embiid.
If Embiid can get there, that will at least, you know, get the he's never even made the conference finals off his back.
Right.
You know, and if you push the Celtics, I think, you know, considering like you've been out, like I think like he will get props for that.
For sure. For sure. I mean, like he would be the best player in the series. Like,
right. I've said that. I'm like, he still would be the best player in the series.
Right. And that matters. So like the talent gap may be closed a little bit considering that if he just completely outclasses everybody else. Which is possible, right? Tatum has definitely had his way with the Sixers over the course of his career. But if Embiid just takes the series by the hands and, you know what I mean, like just imposes will, anything can happen. And you can definitely get some stripes from that. Like if you push this team, the Celtics, like as good as they've been all season, push them to 7 or even beat them or something like that, like I think a lot of the labels on Embiid would be kind of stripped away.
And the Sixers and the Celtics have shown a propensity to just still be silly in late game situations when it's tight. Still, this version that's 164 games, they still do it.
Definitely, I mean, it all boils down to Tatum. It's like, and when he, or if he ever takes that leap and becomes a decision maker and the offensive player of caliber of the top guys, then you know they'll be a lot more scary, and I think people will take them a lot more serious. But until then, it's always going to be in the back of people's minds. Like, if they get tight, they're going to fold. They're going to turn it over. Tatum going to dribble it off his foot or something like that. Like, JB is going to go left and lose the ball. All these labels are still there until they remove them.
It would somehow be crazy, though, if, like, the Sixers did find a way to make it out the East and people got the Joel versus Jokic matchup they've sort of been dreaming about that they don't get in the regular season. Because, like,
crazy.
If Embiid gets a chance to beat Jokic and get that finals MVP,
that would be nuts.
Can't keep calling, can't keep just saying Jokic is the best and clear and da 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 da. I'm not saying they would, but, like, he's sort of.
It's a weird dynamic. Yeah, it's a weird dynamic with them too, because, like, against the other 28 teams, you're probably going to take Jokic, right, with his impact over the course of a season. But in that specific matchup, one-on-one, I think Joel is the specific type of player that, like, Jokic don't want to play against, right? Like, you can't just completely bully him to the rim for post-ups and stuff like that. And Joel is so good defensively that he can just completely take away the rim from other guys too. So the passing is kind of negated.
And you, both of them get foul calls, Joel especially. Both of them get
calls, and Jokic has no chance of checking Embiid one-on-one. Can't guard him off the dribble, can barely guard him on the block. He's too athletic, too skilled. So he's the one center in the league that can really make Jokic kind of sweat a little bit on a defensive end. So
that would be an incredible turnaround for a season after having to miss so much, losing out on MVP potentially because you got hurt. To come back and beat.
Yeah. Who's probably going to be the actual MVP this season? That would be a crazy storyline right there.
It would.
Yeah.
It would. I mean, the Sixers have to prove themselves too in late situations because they do a lot of stupid shit too. So I just don't know. But all potentials for things to happen. So I just need the Celtics and Sixers ultimately in that Eastern Conference Finals. I ain't trying to see nobody else in the Eastern Conference Finals. Ain't none of them teams I feel like watching.
Nope. Not at all. Not at all.
Yeah, the East will definitely be a much less interesting playoffs, but there will be some in there that can be good.
Hopefully.
There will be some in there that could be good. Well, I mean, we've talked about the East. We've talked about the West. We've talked about the potential here. I mean, we're trying not to look too far ahead, guys. Again, we're not being cocky. There's only so much we can say about Warriors Kings. These two, Draymond said it in the post game. Like, these two teams know each other very well. They've played so many times now. Mm-hmm. It's only the playoff atmosphere. So, I mean, you guys have seen the matchup over and over and over again. Loon is less likely to be a factor in this one, I hope. I hope Steve Kerr isn't getting any bright ideas.
Can't put it past him.
You can't.
Yeah, I think Trace is ready. So the only time we've seen Trace against the Kings, I think, was preseason, and I think he was actually killing out there in the preseason. So – Don't overthink it. Don't galaxy brain it. Go out there, play solid basketball, and you will probably win. You're the better team. You got the best player.
Yes, I really need them to have, like, a win start to finish. Like, I need them to, like, come out and handle business and, like, run up that score. Because if you can do that, and I know they like to lose leads, but if you can do that, try to give yourself, like, an easy night.
Mm-hmm. Yep, do that because you got to travel most likely. Well, if
you're traveling either way, but obviously the trip to LA is much shorter. But yeah, like,
you're probably gonna have
your hope is, I don't know who they hope wins, but like, the hope is, I guess, that the Lakers win. But like, maybe it's like a really tough game and the Pels get banged up and exert a lot of energy.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, yeah, granted, very great. Young, but Brandon Ingram's only a couple games back. He's not going to be in full game shape.
Exactly. You want them down to the wire because they're going to be at home for both games, but you want them down to the wire, a little bit gassed, maybe feeling themselves a little bit because of what they did Friday night.
Right.
You're going in, smack him in the mouth early. CJ going to fold. We know he's going to fold. So it's just a matter of, you know, taking care of business.
My tweets will be so nasty towards CJ that mm-hmm. night if the Warriors win, yo.
Yeah. Yeah, he one of those talk while he up guys. That's mm-hmm. lame.
Front running ass.
Yeah, that's super lame. So, yep, it'll be nice to continue the streak of CJ McCollum never winning a game against the Warriors in the postseason in his career.
No, that's versus Steph.
Versus Steph, my bad, my bad.
Yes, but yeah, they haven't won many Warriors either.
Yeah. They won one game, I think.
That's crazy, yo.
Insane. I think Anthony Davis got a crazy streak too. I think he didn't win a single game against the Warriors or against Steph like until this past postseason or something like that. I don't know.
Do we have any updates on Curry's ankle?
I think they said before this game that he's ready to, like, he's good to go, but they just decided to rest him. Like, if he had to play today, he would have played.
Yeah, I'm looking at Kendra Andrews. Kerr said Curry could play if he needed, and his ankle is fine after tweaking it Friday, but they're approaching today as if they have three games next week, so wanted to make sure Curry gets rest.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
They still seem to be uncertain about GP2. If they do get him back, you think it's much more critical to have him for a potential game against the Pelicans than the Kings or no?
Definitely Pelicans. With Monk and Herter out, you need GP2 a little bit less. You really need a GP2 for Monk. But without him playing, I think you can afford to sit him if he's not 100%. Because there's really nobody else on that team that's really scaring you off the dribble but De'Aaron Fox. And you have Wiggins for him. So you have Draymond for him if they want to even put Draymond on him. So you don't really need GP2 that much. Yeah. But for the Pelicans, they got multiple guys who can handle the ball. So you want to put GP2 on those guys.
If the Warriors were to end up seeing Dallas in the second round, if they get that far, I wonder how Dallas fans would feel. Because they have Andrew Wiggins, like.
Oh. They have like PTSD with Andrew Wiggins?
Yeah. I mean, some of them want, like, you know, our girl. SJ, she wanted the Warriors badly to trade Andrew Wiggins. Yeah, like to her.
He still plays the Mavs.
Yeah, he plays them really well.
That's like one of his things. I think that'd be a good matchup if they saw them.
We know if it's Clippers, Ty Lue is, we already know what kind of defense he's running on Steph.
Yeah.
He's annoying.
The thing is, with Harden on the court, and even Zubac and stuff like that, even if you're running that junk defense against Steph, it's going to be a hole somewhere in the defense because of those two. So.
I still hate it. It's annoying.
It is very annoying.
I'm not in the mood to see if the Warriors do make it. I don't know which one. I guess it depends, because it also depends, like, is Kawhi going to be playing? And we don't know. We're going to find out what his health is like. So to be determined, but I hate the way that Ty Lue guards Steph. Less travel with the Clippers, though.
True. I think the Clippers would be a more favorable matchup. One, because of the questions of Kawhi's health.
Oh, and then you got Kyrie, too, because the Warriors always act stupid when Kyrie's there. Like, they don't want to, like...
Mm-hmm.
They think they can guard him straight up when he's on a heater.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's why I would rather see the Clippers than the Mavericks, for sure.
Well, we'll see. We'll see what happens. I think this is the year, though, that the Mavericks get the Clippers.
I think so, too.
They got the team to do it.
They got a way better team. They got more size. Luka is better than he was than when the last time they saw. Kyrie is Kyrie. But you never know. Playoff Kyrie is not as good as he would say he is.
No, he's not. He just has like certain games. But like, if you look over the course of like series and his playoff career.
If you look since he left the Cavs, it's been real iffy. It's been real iffy. But he's with Luka now, who's very similar to LeBron offensively in terms of being able to take in a lot of
LeBron. Like in that series, when you go back to 2016, Kyrie didn't really show up to those later games.
Yeah.
In 2016. Like 2015, everyone just talks about the first game, how he was going off, got hurt. Okay, true. But the second year, like it was like, where's Kyrie? Mm-hmm. He wasn't making no noise in them first few games.
He's running into that bogey wall at the rim.
Yeah.
And LeBron.
Yeah. That's why the like we always talk about how underrated the Bogut loss is.
Yeah. It's
significant.
Yeah. That fucking series, man.
I've never went back and watched that game.
Never.
I don't know how people tell.
I've like, never watched a single second of that series again, other than when it's involuntary. They put it a highlight on the TV or something. Never.
Never. I won't look at it.
Yeah.
But for sure, like I know that he was not going off in those. Like his stats were like over the series, if you average them out, they were still good, but that's because they were so crazy those mm-hmm. final three games.
True. True.
And so Bogut went down in game five.
Yeah. He's a question mark. So but I think I would still give the edge to the Mavericks.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Agreed. That's kind of thing. They've improved their team. If it was the Mavericks before the trade, they may not even be in this spot if it was the Mavericks before the trade. But
mm-hmm.
post-trade Mavericks, they're pretty good.
Yeah. And the Clippers went on a tear when they made their trade, but they came right back down to earth. And Kawhi, it's like, is he even playing? So.
We don't know. But we will find out. I saw a tweet from our girl SJ, who was like, all I know is the Mavs better get the primetime game. And I was like, now you know if it is the Warriors who ends up versus OKC, y'all ain't getting no primetime game. Right. But someone else said it to her too. She like rolled her eyes. She know that's true.
They know, you know, Steph is always a draw. Like they're trying to make Luka the next face of the league so bad. It's not going to happen.
Because it's Wemby.
It's going to be Wemby. It's going to be like, come on now.
I don't even think he has a more natural personality for it. I always said that, like Luka. I've been saying for years, Luka is not going to be the face. And people just be like, oh, you're just saying that because he's white. No, I'm saying that because he does not have the personality.
He doesn't. He's also
very like, about multiple players. Like all these guys who people keep saying next, I'm just like, it's organic. Mm-hmm. And you need the personality, and none of them have the personality. Like, even if you want to say, the only one who even remotely comes close to having the personality is Ant, but he doesn't have the game. Like, Ant is going to be, right. like, a really, really very good player, but he's still not that mm-hmm. level of player.
Right.
Will he be? I don't know, but right now, he's not.
Right. You need to have the personality. You need to be at least a top three player in the league, or probably the best player in the league. Your game needs to be explosive to the point where it's like a bunch of people draws a bunch of eyes, right? Steph had that type of game. LeBron had that type of game. Very exciting, athletic player. Luka don't got that type of game.
No.
It's very slow, methodical, you know.
Same thing with Jokic. If people think like, oh, it's San Antonio, it doesn't matter because Tim Duncan didn't have that kind of personality, but Wemby does. Mm-hmm. He has good quotables after like every game, and mm-hmm. he shows much – so much more. Like when he was told that stat about like the 5x5, and he's like, was I the only one who did it in a loss? Like that is so mm-hmm. great. Cause like, he's already on that. Like I want to win, you know, mm-hmm. like they were happy to play spoiler to Denver getting the one seed the other night. You know what I'm saying? Like he was ecstatic versus the Knicks. He's throwing balls into the yep. arena. Like he has the personality. And then on top of it, like, his game is, he's an alien. Like,
boom.
It's Wemby. It's absolutely for sure Wemby. And then mm-hmm. the others will fall in line around him, the other guys. I always tell people, so it was never Giannis. People are like, you know, the phobia. Like, no, this is not because he is, like, international. Bro, like, these guys don't have, there's a charisma there, or Riz, that's what the young kids say, right? Like, there's a thing, there's a it factor. There's an it component that comes with it. That's why I hate when people are, like, always arguing to me about Caitlin Clark. Like, I don't get it. Like, I get that. I'm not saying she doesn't have it. What I'm saying is there are other players who also have it, and the media just willfully overlooks them, which is different. Like, this is not the same thing in the NBA, you know, where, you know, like, you're not going to tell me Juju Watkins don't have an it factor, right? Like, there's other players, Black players in women's basketball who have all that. You're not going to tell me Maya Moore was not a fucking exciting player. Like, that, you're just lying, right? Like, the point is that the women's basketball has coverage issues. So it's not that Caitlin Clark is not one of those ones. It's that there's others too, and they're not highlighting them. They're not showing them to you. They're not putting them in the media. So that's what I've been debating about for weeks. But it's not that I don't understand it factor. Like, I'm sorry, Luka, no it factor. Giannis, no it factor. And in general, bigs are harder because people like, they like finesse players in general. Mm-hmm. That's not new. That's why, like, even though Magic was like a tall point guard, it was all the flashy, dazzling passes. Like, his game was spectacular and amazing to watch. I don't have to explain Michael Jordan's game, right? It's like, we understand why, like, Steph took off. Like, if we're being real, like, LeBron was sort of a default face because there was, like, a very extended period of time where no one was around. And I'm not saying that he still couldn't be the best player in the world, but, like, he's not the prototypical in terms of the way his game is, what people usually like react to. They like guard play. They like the finesse players. They like Allen Iverson. Mm-hmm. They like, there's like a certain kind of play that like casual fans really respond to.
And there's even a level of finesse with LeBron with his passing, similar to Magic. It's like, he ain't doing the Magic passes. But what I'm saying is, like, he can pass at a high level, and that's his finesse. Like, other than that, it was definitely very much like, I'm getting to the rim. I'm the best athlete out here, rather than like the most skilled guy. But to your point, like, he had an element of finesse to his game too that made his game a little bit more, you know, flashy to the casual, you know, viewer and stuff like that, to make him the face. And then he's always had the media skills and stuff, the way that these guys, a lot of these guys don't have. But Wemby does have it.
Wemby does have it. He does have it. And he's doing some ridiculous things. He's like shooting from three. Out.
Yeah, he's crazy.
He scored a crazy amount of points in a short amount of minutes.
He's like 17 in 3 minutes or something like that.
He's blocking all kinds of shots. He's it's gonna be cool watching him, and, you know, because the media hasn't, like, turned me off from him. He seems like a very likable person. So, you know, I don't know how the other guys are going to embrace him when he starts to really, you know, but he's clearly the next face.
Yeah.
And you have time still, because Kevin and Bron and Steph are still, though I would always say Kevin's a little lower in terms of, like, you know, but it's still the three of theirs. Like, these other guys haven't taken over, even though they might be better players at this stage of their careers.
Yeah, I'd say it's Steph and Bron.
Yeah, I've always said it was, like, Steph and Bron as co-faces, but you kind of throw, like, Kevin Durant in there as this, like, third character.
He J. Cole to their Drake and Kendrick.
No. Because we're not going to disrespect J. Cole like that, okay? Yeah, I know he walked back his diss, but no. No, please. No,
I like J. Cole, so I'm not going to do that.
You're not going to disrespect J. Cole like that. So, yeah. Aubrey's the one calling racism, and we're talking about J. Cole on the house. Don't cape for your mans.
No, I don't really argue with Drake like that. But, I mean, I like his music.
Why are we saying he's on the out then? Don't be trying to strike J. Cole.
He is on the out, though.
No, he's not.
He's on the outside.
No, he's not. No, he's not. No.
Not as a talented artist, but I'm just saying popularity and all that other stuff. I think he got
it. Well, it's not his fault, y'all. Negroes don't.
Yo. Hey, Greg is going crazy right now behind the
screen. It is not his fault, y'all. DEIs are not respecting the lyricism because he is a lyricist. Yes, exactly, producer Greg.
Oh, man. That's pretty funny.
Oh, and that was completely natural too. It was not even like
leave it in.
No, don't definitely don't.
No Diddy.
Or you can just like bleep it so like people get the funny part, but like definitely don't leave it unbleeped. But yeah, you know, like it's definitely Steph and Bron and you know, Steph I think still has a couple of years even after Bron is done. So, you know, and if they really do, I mean, we've been joking about it, right? But like, I think it is actually possible, like even if it's a long shot, but I think at some point that Giannis trade request is coming, right? And you know for Giannis, one thing we definitely know, the Warriors are going to try to put themselves in that mix. It doesn't mean they will get him, but for all the fans who complain the Warriors don't try to get nobody, if Giannis says he wants to trade, the Warriors will try to get him. Now, obviously, that doesn't mean that he would end up there. But my point is, if Steph does get that kind of player next to him at this stage of his career, that's going to extend his career. Just the same way that Magic extended Kareem's career, right? Like, if you have another great player like that next to you in the later years of your career, your longevity can go longer.
Definitely. I mean, he would be the AD, but just better. And right. Yeah. It would make it a lot easier for Steph, especially considering how complimentary their games are. The way that people try to talk up Dame and Giannis, like, it would be the real version of what that's supposed to be.
Right. And I think we can stop all the, if Dame had what Steph had talk, because we told y'all it would not look the same. Yeah. Yeah. So sorry. I know Bay Area don't want to hear that. I know Oakland don't want to hear that, but yeah, Dame is not helping the Bucks win no championship. That's not happening.
I agree.
And if that's not clear as day, like, I don't know what kind of lies and stories they going to tell themselves. Fire another coach. Everybody's getting older on that team.
Facts.
And they don't even got the money to bring in nobody else. Meanwhile, Drew getting that extension. Crazy turn of events. So, you know, but you put the right player next to Steph. And it extends his career. So I think you got like another year at least of Steph at a high level, you know? And then like, even if he's a little lesser level, it's like Bron. You get to see the highest level of Bron because he doesn't have to like show up like that every night.
Right.
Exactly. And you can still get that from Steph where you get that version of him. You know, I think Steph is not going to be pleased with how some of his shooting went to end this season. So I expect next year is going to just be a better shooting season for him. But the Warriors will have to put things around him to make it better. And we will see. Will the playoffs result in a trade request? Or are they going to go after some of those players who they didn't go after at the deadline, like DeJounte Murray? For example, to be determined, because the playoffs always make people available who wasn't going to be available before.
That's true. I just don't want them to like not do anything. That would be the worst outcome.
I mean, I think they're definitely going to do something, but I just don't know what. It's like, who do you go after?
Right.
Because the free agents are not like that.
Yeah, I don't even think they can. Yeah, they can't even get anybody through free agency anyway. So it's like, let's.
Well, mid-levels, but that's what I'm saying. Like, it's not. Mm-hmm. I believe they can do one of the mid-levels because they're under, right? They'll be under whatever that is. So, but just the people that they can sign are not going to be the kind of changes that are enough
right.
to be needed. So it would have to be like a trade, and we don't know who's going to be available.
Right.
So. To be determined. All right. So we're back live in effect after the first play-in game. We'll see if the Warriors season will be continuing or if it will be ending. But we believe.
Taking it back. We believe. Yeah, they're going to do it. I think that's a good matchup for them. And yeah, we'll discuss it. Was it Tuesday?
Tuesday.
Yeah.
Tuesday. All right. Well, vibe check before we go.
The Warriors are in the postseason, so we're gonna start out high. We'll give them a nice 8.5. They got into the postseason. Whether they get into the playoffs, it's to be determined. But yeah, I think they should be feeling good.
The play in the postseason now?
Yeah, I mean, it's after the regular season, so it's got to be the postseason. It's just that weird little middle area. So
they don't save any of these games anywhere.
True. I try to go back and find some. Like, it's very weird. So,
people are gonna later be like, these games never happened. Just like that Wilt 100 foot.
Yeah, where the footage? Where is the score? Exactly. Where's the box score at?
All right, guys, thank you for tuning in with us. Hope you enjoyed this Golden Spaces. The vibes were good. It was good to be back, Justin. Missed you definitely for sure.
Same here. You know, we got to make sure we give the people what they want. You know, we missed Karima today, but.
Yes. Well, we'll definitely be here. Postseason, we in here like swimwear. So, you got us. You got us. And Karima will be back soon and it'll be a trifecta. So thank you for tuning in with us, y'all. Appreciate you. Come on. Playoffs are a new season. So let's get there. Everyone starts zero. Squad is much better than they were before. Second best record, I believe, still in the league since the end of January. Okay. Yeah. So this is not the same team. So it's time to believe. All right, y'all. So let's go Dubs. Listen, make sure y'all are following us, Instagram and Twitter, or X, formerly known as Twitter, at Golden Spaces Pod. Make sure you are subscribed, subscribed on YouTube as well, under 95.7 The Game's YouTube channel. That's where you can find us. If you're subscribed, you'll get the notification when this episode goes up and every other episode goes up. Make sure you're also leaving us a 5-star rating or a positive review. Do both. We like that. And share, tell a friend, let them know about Golden Spaces. We appreciate y'all doing that, and we appreciate y'all tuning in. We appreciate the support, and we're here to bring you this content. So let a friend know. Until next time, guys, take care.